A recent funding boost from the County of Simcoe means the Busby Center's South Georgian Bay Shelter will be fully funded to run from now until March 31, 2024. The boost comes just in time as the executive director of the shelter reports a full house most nights while they operate out of a local motel, while the search continues for a permanent emergency shelter location to serve South Georgian Bay. It's a perfect storm right now between the opiate crisis, the housing crisis, inflation, not enough mental health and addiction support. We're in the eye of this terrible storm, said Busby Center Executive Director Sarah Petal. Earlier this year, the County of Simcoe did a review of its homelessness prevention funding. Petal says as part of that review, the two county-funded shelters that had previously only run in the winter months, Busby Center South, Georgian Bay and Alliston Shift, were given approval and funding to operate year-round. As part of that, Busby's funding for outreach services was also increased. It's been heartbreaking some days, because, there were days, where we didn't know if we'd still be here, said Petal. Currently, the emergency shelter program is being run out of a local motel while the search continues for an appropriate permanent emergency shelter location. We have not given up on it, said Petal with a laugh. We're gearing up to continue looking at options. We're hoping to have something together by the fall. Petal says trying to find shelter space is a challenge everywhere. Not everybody wants to have a service like ours in their neighborhood. There's zoning we would have to work through with any space we do find, she said. While the summer months tend to be less busy in the shelter system as more people can choose to stay in outdoor encampments, Petal says that this year their shelter beds are still full most nights. The Busby Center South Georgian Bay Shelter offers 7 beds, with 2 more emergency beds set aside for emergency OPP use. Busby also administers the motel voucher program, which is typically used by families. There are anywhere from 12 to 15 people on site at all times, said Petal. Petal notes that Busby also offers services through their outreach program to people sleeping outdoors. Busby is currently hiring outreach workers, which would see the program moved from operating 3 days a week to 4 with hopes to expand it to 7 days a week in the future. With homelessness becoming more visible in small communities like Collingwood, Petal says some of the people who may be panhandling on street corners may actually be housed, but still unable to make ends meet. It's definitely more visible than it has been in the past, she said. Coming out of the COVID response, we've seen more and more people come into homelessness. Petal says incomes on social assistance aren't enough to pay for housing, food and necessities. For someone who is unhoused on Ontario Works, they get roughly $250 a month. If you do have a place, you get roughly $730 a month. If you're lucky enough to have a room in a rooming house, those cost between $600 and $700, said Petal. The appropriate income levels for people to be able to survive are just not there, she said. We're seeing more and more people who are asking for help. Some of them are housed, but they're having a hard time getting by. Busby South Georgian Bay welcomes funding and volunteer support. You can reach out or donate online via busbycenter.ca, or by calling 705-739-6916. The Busby Center's 24-hour crisis line is 705-828-3795.